Hello, everyone. Thanks for listening. I'm Maria Boynton. My guest today, Fulton County Solicitor General Keith Gamage, along with two other gentlemen that I'm going to allow him to introduce. We are talking about the Restorative Justice Expungement Summit. Mr. Gamage, your second one?
Second one this year. Opportunity to help folks get back to work, expunging records as the elected misdemeanor prosecutor in Fulton County. And most importantly, we're able to partner with other community leaders who are helpful with regard to helping us expunge these records, able to partner with Intercom Atlanta and our other community servants to bring about this historic opportunity to erase old misdemeanor records for absolutely free.
And it's happening on Saturday, August 11th, right? 10 o'clock in the morning to 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
It will be a great event where prosecutors are partnering with defense attorneys and with labor leaders to ensure that we assist folks in getting back to work, cleaning their records, and really so that they can have an opportunity for the American dream.
If you're just joining us, I'm Maria Boynton, your host today. My guest is Mr. Keith Gamage. He is the Fulton County Solicitor General. He has two gentlemen with him today, Doug Amar and Edgar Fields. Why don't you tell us, Mr. Gamage, who these two gentlemen are?
Well, Mr. Amar is head of the Georgia Justice Project, and they are deeply engaged in helping us in this very important work, but also working on the side of restorative justice and assisting folks who've had criminal records, both present criminal matters and those in the past. Doug?
That's right. So great to be here. Thank you, Keith, for all your amazing work. And we're so proud to partner with you, your office, and all the other partners for this event. The Georgia Justice Project is a 32-year-old nonprofit here in Atlanta. We are located in the old Fourth Ward. Criminal justice has been our thing. That's all we do. We also do it all at, without government dollars. We do all private dollars and at no cost for our clients. So the quick way I talk about it, we do criminal defense work. We're like a private public defender, but we have social workers who follow our folks into prison and afterwards, helping people get back on their feet. We do criminal records work for folks all over the state, helping people get things off the record, change the record, et cetera. And lastly, we do policy work and education to sort of move the needle legislatively. So there are more opportunities like is being taken advantage of at this event.
And Edgar Fields is also here today.
I'm happy to be here with Intercom Atlanta as far as being one of the hosts and also one of the partners in this project. I am the president of Retail Wholesale Department Store Union. Our office is there on Metropolitan, 1838 Metropolitan Parkway. We have members throughout the Southeast and throughout the country. Southeast is where I would directly deal with. When I deal with our members that work in a varied array of industries, many of which have records, many of which I hear the story of, they can't get decent housing. They can't get a decent job because of a mistake they may have made in their early years, and they're paying for it today. So we got involved with them first to try to help fix our members. As far as being a union, we're membership-based. And then we decided to open up to the community. And that was one of the reasons to where I reached out to Keith as far as what he's been doing. And also during the time when he was running for office, we were there with him all the way through. And so, yeah, the only way that we can grow as a labor organization is to also grow within the community. And that is important while we are dealing with partners bringing in with sickle cell is going to be there. Many of the people where they're giving employees an opportunity to have a second chance, they're banned in the box with their applications. We encourage the employers that we deal with to ban the box. As a union, it was one of our main goals to deal with all of my employers to ban the box and give everyone that second chance.
Keith Gamage, the Fulton County Solicitor General. Quite a few organizations coming together. I remember when you were here previously talking about that first expungement summit, and now you're having your second one. Tell us about the first one. How well did it go?
It was an amazing success, greatly because of our employees, the folks that we were able to partner with, and because we were able to share it through Intercom Atlanta. Thousands of citizens who had been marginalized, who had made missteps in their lives, had the opportunity to, A, register to vote. Powerful, powerful. To have them register to vote, to meet with employers, and then to have their criminal record expunged. One of the folks that I recall talking to on that day, and we cleaned up about 300 records, but one of the folks that we talked to on that day was 77 years of age. She was charged with possession of marijuana back in the 1970s, a mother, a grandmother. And as a result of that old marijuana case, she could not get sustainable senior housing. She called back after the expungement, after we were able to clean her record, and told us that she'd gotten housing through the city of Atlanta. We had housing representatives there as well. That's just one amazing success story from a lady who had raised two generations of children, but had always been held back by this criminal record. You know, every individual who comes forward to try and improve their lives needs people who can help. I'm honored to be in a role where we can reach out to other leaders and come together to offer these opportunities. Frankly, in many places around the nation, this opportunity for easy record restrictions is not made available. It's a very costly, expensive undertaking. But Maria, it is our staff and it is the community partners like Doug and Edgar and other union leaders and community activists who all came together to make sure that we can give folks a second chance.
Yeah, Doug and Edgar are Douglas Amar, who is an attorney and executive director of the Georgia Justice Project, and Edgar Fields, who is vice president and regional director of RWDSW Southeast Council. We're talking about the Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Union. When we talk about the Restorative Justice Expungement Summit that's coming up in 2018 on August 11th, Keith Gamage here, who is the Fulton County Solicitor General. How does one prepare to participate in that?
Well, there's an application process. So this summit is for folks who have an arrest in Fulton County, that an arrest that did not lead to a conviction, or even for first offender cases, so a few handful of things that can be expunged. But someone who has that, those couple criteria, it's a misdemeanor, it's Fulton County, and for the most part, they were not convictions, then that's the population that can apply in advance to have the record expunged. And so the idea, of course, and we're working closely with Keith's office, is that when those applications come in over the next month, over the next few weeks, we will work with the solicitor's office to help screen those applications and get those files ready. So when those people show up on at the event on the 11th, it will be done in a matter of really minutes. The record will be expunged at no cost, really almost instantaneously, what normally takes in the regular process months of time.
What is a misdemeanor?
A misdemeanor is something punishable by less than a year in prison. And anything punishable by more than a year in prison is a felony. And technically, it's actually 12 months or less in prison. It is a window of punishment that defines a misdemeanor, not just in Georgia, but around the country. And so those types of crimes are often small-level crimes. You know, often we see in our many, many years of work is that it's misdemeanor marijuana possession, theft of something below $1,500, shoplifting. Even some traffic events can lead to a misdemeanor conviction or a misdemeanor case. But for the most part, these are small property crimes, small drug cases that populate the vast majority of misdemeanor cases really in the country.
And when we say expunged, what does expunged mean, Mr. Gamage?
So we're talking about removing this blemish from the official criminal history of hopefully thousands of citizens, giving them a renewed opportunity. And so the expungement is an opportunity to have a criminal misdemeanor erased, removed from a criminal record, and then to seal it in the court system such that it is as if it never occurred.
Yeah, because I remember last time when we did the expungement, there were folks on social media saying, yeah, right. They couldn't believe it. They said, sure, they're going to wipe it away. You got to be kidding me.
It is absolutely true. And I've got to say, because of the advent of the Internet, there are some records that we can't control. Okay. But what we can do is remove or help to remove the official criminal record in the court system such that an individual would be able to honestly say they do not have any longer a criminal history.
And if I might add, that's exactly right, but let me just give some context. And we work and talk to thousands and thousands of people a year and represent hundreds and hundreds of people a year on this issue, is that I always talk to folks about the criminal record is really two pieces. There is the GCIC, the rap sheet. The state keeps a record, and they're required to by federal law, of everybody who is arrested. Done, right? That's one set of data. The other set of data, what's at the courthouse, the court clerk's office. And the beauty of the way this event is happening, the way expungement should happen, and the opportunity in Georgia to happen, is the ability to shut down both of those doors. You shut down the GCIC, the rap sheet door, the state-kept records. That is typically called the expungement. But through efforts actually we did and passing some laws a few years ago, making it easier, really allowable to go to a judge and seal it once it's been restricted, Now you get the court record sealed with a judge signing off. This is, let me tell you, Maria, why that's so important. It's so important because most job seekers, like Edgar, you're working with, the companies hire background check companies, and those background check companies go to the courthouse to pull those records. So when you seal a record at the courthouse, now those companies who are pulling records will not see it. Now, does it totally shut everything down? The internet, as Keith said, well, is a vast beast, and you can't totally control it. But we have seen for years, once you do both of these things, you get a restriction through the GCIC or the rap sheet, and the court record is shut down, then the vast majority of folks can walk in and apply, and it doesn't show up. So it's a beautiful thing, and it's a powerful thing, and we see it mainly for employment and, of course, housing as well.
You've been listening to Doug Amora, who is an attorney, executive director of Georgia Justice Project. He and Mr. Gamage here with Edgar Fields, who is vice president and regional director of RWDSU Southeast Council. Tell folks again, Mr. Fields, what exactly your organization is.
We are a union. We represent workers out there that work for an array of employers. Let me first mention why we're here. All right. When I speak to our members, when I'm in one of the poultry facilities where our members are there and they're talking about the problems they have in getting a house or an apartment as far as the fact that they have a record, and then I tell them about this and they say, oh, yeah, I've heard that before, or they don't believe in it, or they say, well, no, anyone can go online and pull up a record. We first have to make them believers in what we're doing as far as this project. Keith has come out and he's worked hand in hand with us as far as trying to make this a successful effort. When we deal with members out there that have personal problems, people deal with unions as far as that person that represents them with their employer. Well, unions are more than that. Unions also step outside of just the employer issues. Many times we hear the personal problems of our members to where they're seeking help, be it legal help or a family member may have suffered problems. That's why we get involved. Not only do we get involved with social activities, political activities, but also down-to-earth problems every day. So we're here. Our organization is strictly member-based, and we deal with folks throughout the country that have fights every day.
Fulton County Solicitor General Keith Gamage, why is it so important to hold these events and with so many groups coming together to make it happen?
You know, part of my job as the prosecutor is to make sure that the public is protected. But there's so many people who need from the system a leg up. And it's so important to make sure that we give more love. So important to make sure that we're just not blindly prosecuting people, but that we're actually trying to find solutions through the system that actually help people get folks back to work. We, you know, the facts and the stats tell us that people who are marginalized may continue to commit crimes because their opportunities at success are lessened. If we can open doors and give individuals first renewed hope and then the opportunity to A, feel good about themselves because they're no longer sort of burdened by this criminal record, we can get them back to work. We can keep young people in school and obtaining jobs instead of jail. And what's most important, I think, is to give an opportunity, a second chance to people for renewed hope.
That's the voice of Fulton County Solicitor General Keith Gamage. This is actually your sixth summit. How have you been able to put all these together? And tell me about the success of it.
So far, we have expunged more than 1,000 records. And that is very impactful. And we've done this because of the great staff that we have who volunteer their time after work on weekends and in late evenings to try and help citizens get back to work and give them a second chance. But in addition to that, we've been able to do this work because of our great, great partners, Doug Amar at the Georgia Justice Project, Edgar Fields, and others who have come together to assist us in these efforts. Frankly, government can't do this work alone. We have to have corporate partners such as Intercom Atlanta, and I'm sorry, getting a little touched by the fact that we can really help people. Our success is rooted in the great work of our employees and also our community partners who just give a darn enough to help us out.
And I mean, there's so many things I'd love to add to that. The first of which, you know, that Keith really represents, I think, a sort of a new wave of prosecutors. And that is folks who are really the charge of a prosecutor is to seek justice. It isn't to get a conviction. It isn't to punish. It's to seek justice. And this justice system we have in this country has for too long been awry. Everybody knows the term mass incarceration. Most folks know that we incarcerate more people than anywhere else in the world. 5% of the world's population, 25% of those incarcerated in the world. So we have a lot of redemptive work as a community, as a country, to pull back from this place we've been. And it is often, for the most part, incarcerating and punishing people for low-level crimes, you know, nonviolent crimes, sending them to prison. And because of this momentum, there's a really an opportunity to fill the void that a handful of folks, like Keith, I think, represent, that are saying, wait, my role as a prosecutor is to make the community better. End of the day, that's what I'm here to do. And he is really doing that, I believe, through this. So one thing he didn't mention, he's the only prosecutor in the state that we know of that has his own expungement team. He got funds just to develop his own team. We work very closely with that team, and they are the real deal. They are doing the work. They are great to work with. He is serious about trying to make second chances for folks. And the other thing I would add, Maria, is that this idea of expungement summits is a new thing for Georgia. It's less than 2 years old. Less than 2 years now, there have been – this didn't exist in Georgia. Other states have done – a handful of states have done them. And in 2 years, not only has Keith and other – it happened here in Fulton County. We are working with Athens, Clark County, Clayton County, Peach County, Coweta County, Troop County, other counties around the state who want to and are doing these things. We just helped the Superior and State Courts did one of these about a month ago. The point is that we are so excited to see this momentum in this state, a place really, you know, beleaguered by the criminal justice system in a lot of ways. Folks who are under the thumb of these old records, under the thumb of one mistake, often just as an example, 5, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, the chance to sort of come out from under that and to become, allow and encourage them to be productive, rejoin society. I am so encouraged by so many of the state players, government players, clerks, solicitors, prosecutors, judges. And judges, I mean, there will be judges at this event. They give their time. They show up. They just sit there to sign orders. And they aren't getting paid to do that. So it's wonderful to see this. So I have to come back to Keith. This happens because somebody makes it happen. It just doesn't happen on its own, these events and these opportunities. And Keith is the person who is making this happen more than anybody else. I mean, he's doing so much, as you pointed out, two this year for his office alone, and participated in four or five others in the last year. Or orchestrated or participated in. So this is, I just can't say enough about, there's an opportunity for the entire community to respond to mass incarceration, respond to these 4.2 million Georgians who've been arrested or convicted. And at the end of the day, Maria, we are all safer when folks can rejoin society. One data point I want to make sure to mention is that the highest correlation for folks who have been arrested or convicted, whether they get arrested or convicted again, is whether they have a job. A job is like an antidote to going back to jail or prison. And the catch-22 in this, the conundrum, is that if you have been arrested or convicted and then you try to get a job, just as Edgar pointed out, it becomes a problem for you to get a job. Mm-hmm. So as a community, if we want people to not go back to prison or jail, if we want to reduce crime, we want to reduce victimization, we want to increase people, you know, being productive, we've got to find ways to do it, and this is one of those ways.
Talking to Doug Amar, who is Executive Director of the Georgia Justice Project, and something you wrote in your statement, you talked about, you know, this is something you may have done 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. You can come and get help mm-hmm. with that.
That's right. And I got to put a plug in for this too, Maria. I'm sorry. Is there's a chance? The Georgia law is what it is today, and it's fine. I mean, it's good, but it needs to be better. Mm-hmm. So there are ways. If you made a mistake 30 years ago, there are some avenues that we've actually worked on legislatively, created what I call back doors, essentially, to get some small convictions off. Some youthful offender is one example, or retroactive first offender. But we as a community, we as a state, need to go further. 38 states in the country, 38 states allow for a conviction come off your record much more directly and easily than Georgia. So one of our policy goals is to move that needle legislatively. So there are some people out there listening right now who say, yeah, I was convicted of a crime and this doesn't apply to me. Well, it might. There are a couple. It might with youthful offender and retroactive first offender. But help us move the needle so it will apply to you next year. Help us so that this event can even reach more of this 4.2 million.
What do
people.
They need to do?
Go to our website, sign on for our legislative work, come to our Justice Day at the Capitol. We had almost 500 people there this year. We are trying to move the needle, us and some others, but on this issue, it's one of the biggest issues. Go to our website, sign on to be involved politically and our policy work. That's one thing you can do.
So what's the website?
I'm sorry. Thanks. GJP.org, www.GJP, Georgia Justice Project, fultoncountysolicitor.org.
Keith Gamage, the Fulton County Solicitor General, we had you here first a couple of years ago when you came into office, and you talked about creating a misdemeanor expungement division, which happened in 2017. And what's that? Is that offering year-round access to folks who are interested?
So on a daily basis, mm-hmm. a citizen can call our office at 404-612-4703. That's our expungement hotline. One of my staff will answer the phone and will help a person go through the questions to determine whether or not they're a candidate for an expungement, and then assist them through the whole process. They can also go on to FultonRestorativeJustice.org, FultonRestorativeJustice.org. But there are so many folks who are fearful and just unable to come into the courthouse mm-hmm. for transportation, for a whole lot of different reasons. So when we're able to partner with the RWDSU and other unions and use their space, it is a safe space for people to come outside of the courthouse and get the opportunity for an expungement.
And you mentioned RWDSU, or the Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Union. Edgar Fields is Vice President and Regional Director for the Southeast Council. A sidebar here, you're a former NFL player.
Real farmer, yes. I had the pleasure of playing for the Atlanta Falcons and Detroit Lions for a few years, and I pay for it every time I stand up or sit down.
Why?
Injuries. I hurt, and I wonder whether or not I was just getting old.
But, of course, you're out there still doing the work, helping your fellow man. Why and how did you end up here doing this kind of work or this public service?
All of us have a story. A lot of people see professional football players as to what we do, the glory, the fame. Well, one thing, and during the era I played in, we didn't make much money. We did it for the love of the game, I guess we would say, and I applaud the ball players today that's finally getting the money that is due. But when you look at it as far as the leaders that we had, the influence for other folks in the community to get me involved in the community, get me involved in labor, civil rights, and to give back, when I hear what Keith was doing, when we were part of the campaign, when we knew about restorative justice, we had to get involved, because that person that we're talking about with that record are actually our members. All right. When we hear about the family members out there that are dealing with these issues, those are the folks we deal with on a day-to-day basis. So we could not sit back and just not do nothing. All right. A lot of times we deal with those workers who deal with this and cannot get a job, cannot vote. They're not part of the community, and they fight either pay that bill, sell drugs, do something illegal just to put food on the table. Mm-hmm. And yeah, all of us agree that they're doing something illegal. Mm-hmm. But you have to look at that person and say, what are the alternatives? What are they to do? And fortunately, you know, I've never been in that situation, but I see it every day.
Edgar Fields, Vice President and Regional Director of RWDSU Southeast Council. Douglas Amar, Executive Director of Georgia Justice Project. And Fulton County Solicitor General Keith Gamage. What is it that you want people to understand when it comes to a mistake? Yeah, you made one, but there is help for you, Mr. Gamage.
You know, I think, we've got to stop. We've got to be more responsible. Try not to get in situations that lead to an arrest and a criminal record, especially for young people. But for folks who made a mistake, we want them to know that there's still help and there's an opportunity to have their records cleared, and so to help them get back into society. I want people to understand that through faith and family and second chances, they can get back on track, that they can improve their lives, that they can be forgiven, at least from the perspective of the system, and that there are folks who want to help them, and that prosecution and prosecutors don't have to simply be about obtaining convictions, that we really should be looking for solutions that help and protect and improve the lives of citizens.
Okay, everybody, the Restorative Justice Expungement Summit is coming up on August 11th. Mr. Amar, Mr. Gamage, Mr. Fields, I'd like to thank you for coming in today.
Thank you very much, Maria.
Thank you.
Everyone, thank you for listening. I'm Maria Boynton reporting.